Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The right fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holcomb. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Holcomb. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The center fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The right fielder, Ali Clark. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zernial. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Limmer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field. Vallo picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Vallo. Dillinger moves to third. Fox moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is walked intentionally. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Dillinger scores. Fox moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Robinson moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards first. Limmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Holcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holcomb strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Suter moves to second. Howie Judson now pitching. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Busby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallo hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Joost moves to second. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Limmer hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-1 in the game. Massey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Vallo. Massey reaches second base with a double. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howie Judson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judson strikes out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tipton hits a pop-up towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Joost strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kellner moves to second. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Kellner moves to third. Vallo moves to second. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Zernial hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Massey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Limmer hits a fly ball into right field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tipton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Majeski moves to second. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kellner takes first base on ball 4. Majeski moves to third. Tipton moves to second. Luis Aloma now pitching. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Joost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Joost reaches second base with a double. Majeski scores. Tipton scores. Kellner moves to third. It's 3-2, Athletics. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Berthas pinch hits for Luis Aloma. Berthas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger bunts towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to second. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to third. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Dobson now pitching. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Zernial strikes out. Two outs. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Limmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Randy Gumpert pinch runs for Don Lenhart. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Busby bunts towards the mound. Kellner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gumpert moves to second. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner fires to first and picks off Busby. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Massey hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Zarrilla now playing right field. Manny Minoso now playing left field. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby, who is chasing the ball. Majeski reaches third base with a triple. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tipton is walked intentionally. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kellner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Majeski scores. Tipton moves to second. It's 4-2, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Joost hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Massey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri pinch hits for Joe Dobson. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri strikes out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.